Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient John Davis, D-A-V-I-S, John, J-O-H-N. Date of birth is 1/21/1998. Date of service 12/4/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 25-year-old, white gentleman, presenting to see me for opinion on his vaccine injury. Per paragraph, the patient has had a history of COVID-19 resulting in long COVID, after which he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, 2 shots in 2021, and the last booster was in July 2022. Since then, he started having problem with skin rashes, fatigue, brain fog, diarrhea. He had been to multiple doctors, was diagnosed with reactivation of EBV in March 2022, and chronic mycoplasma infection as well. He has seen functional medicine doctors and holistic doctors in the past. He's getting a cocktail of supplements and herbal medicines, period. Past surgical history includes elbow surgery in 2014 and 2 osteotomy hip surgeries, period. Allergies, allergic to Percocet, prednisone, vancomycin, and morphine. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He's currently unemployed. He used to work in sales for a solar company. Period, family history, father with arrhythmia, mother with a healthy, grandmother with dementia and pacemaker placement, grandfather with liver cancer, grandmother with breast cancer. Per paragraph, review system includes the following: headaches have improved but still occur. She has a constant brain fog. No nausea, no vomiting. He has good appetite, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no abdominal pain. He does have diarrhea on and off. No urine symptoms, no like swelling skin. He does have rash. Has been seen by dermatology in the past, period. All other symptoms reviewed are negative. Labs available reviewed include the following: stool studies were negative. Liver functions were normal, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan, COVID-19, mRNA vaccine injury with multiple manifestations including skin rash, brain fog, fatigue. Patient was given a prescription for ivermectin by another physician. I encourage him to take it along with natokinase. Unfortunately, he's allergic to curcumin and bromelain, so he cannot take those. Also, we are going to give patient low-dose naltrexone as a suggestion. He said that he can have his primary care physician prescribe it if he needs it. But we're going to add synapsin nasal spray to his regimen to see if it can help with his brain fog. Period, paragraph. Patient was encouraged to stick with one regimen for supplementation. He is exploring also detoxing with herbal supplements and other physicians. I'll be happy to see him back anytime in 1 month or earlier if need be. End of report. Thanks.